Good evening. Dr. Emmett L. Brown with this.
That's the trailer for the musical, Back to the Future. I mentioned just before the news, I played The Power of Love, which was, of course, the Huey Lewis song. It became a massive hit when it was included in the movie Back to the Future. And I did mention that the musical, Back to the Future, the musical, is going to open in Sydney at the Lyric Theatre in Sydney in September. And I just happened to notice, because my next guest is a mad sci-fi fan, he put up a post on his website. It's a great website, techguide.com.au. He said that he can remember watching that when he was in high school, Back to the Future. He's a big sci-fi fan. He's on the phone. Our IT and gadget guru, Stephen Fenwick. Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Richard. How you doing? Yeah, I'm a big Back to the Future fan. I'll be getting out to watch that show. Next year, so got a bit of time, but have plenty of time to book a ticket.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, I mentioned earlier, it's sort of Sydney's becoming the Broadway and West End of Australia, all these musicals happening. Okay, from sci-fi to, this social media ban and, just on, before we get on to that, I had a caller yesterday who said, look, there's all this, and I did play a bit of this Albo deepfake scam.
Hello. Yeah. Today, we're happy to announce that Australian Stock Exchange, in collaboration...
It really does sound like the PM, yeah. And that's just one of many going around. And the caller said, well, how do we know, as Joe blogs, you know, what is fake and what isn't fake? It's difficult to pick it now these days, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a growing problem. It's something that actually Meta, we spoke a few weeks about, Meta are going to do something about it with, like, facial recognition. And we've had issues before where there have been celebrities faked in this manner on their platform to lure investors or for people to buy a certain product. And it's almost a scam, because they're using false advertising to bring you into their business. So it is something we're going to face more and more. But I think the awareness of it is growing, though. We're aware that this is possible, but we're also aware to be careful about it, because there has been in the last few months some moves to try to stamp it out and try to give people an easier way of detecting it.
Yeah, and just on that, there are a lot of scammers associated with all these Black Friday sales. Plenty of those about, Stephen.
It is, yeah. Well, you think about it, mate. It's the cyber criminals. It's all about opportunity, and there's a lot of people that are heading online to find a bargain, and Black Friday kicks off this week. The sales are already underway, Cyber Monday following as well, and they know that a lot of people are heading online. Norton released a report about that. They've said 54% of Australians are going to shop online for Black Friday, Cyber Monday specials. And so what cyber criminals have done, they're very canny. They create fake websites, they send out phishing emails to lure people to these websites. So be really careful where you're shopping, where you're spending your money. Make sure it's a legitimate site. If you've been led to this site by a link, perhaps from social media, from an email, think twice about it. Make sure it's a legitimate site. So that's one issue. So it's got to a point where the criminals are actually improving the search results for that site. So my website, for example, I spend money every month to improve my search engine ranking. So that's called search engine optimization. So if you do a search for smartphone review, then I'll be on the first page of Google. The criminals are doing the same thing for these fake websites, so they do come up in searches. So it's not hard, whether you get there through Google or through social media. Always check the URL. Check that they also accept secure payment options like PayPal, Apple Pay, Google Pay. If they do accept those sort of payments, it leads you to believe it's a legit website, because all of those payment options have recourse. If you think it's a fake website, they're not going to let you get ripped off. There's a lot of security around those payment methods. So be really careful, shop around, but make sure you're shopping at the right places.
You mentioned Google there, and it really has entered the vocab, you know. Well, Adam Bandt, remember that famous, Google it, mate. But I noticed the US Department of Justice are calling on a judge to force the sale of Google's Chrome browser. What's this all about, and what does that mean?
Well, Google Chrome, Google's a big company, right? So they've got the search engine, they've got Gmail, they've got the browser, they've got everything. They've got Google Drive. Now, the browser is a really important part. Everyone uses Google, everyone uses a browser, and a lot of people use Google Chrome. Now, the problem with the in the US, they're finding that they say that Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google, has a monopoly over online search and related ads. So if you download all the Google, all the Pixel phones, and the search engine itself, the default search engine is Google, and the default browser on the Pixel phones is Google. So here's this is the company saying that the American Department of Justice saying that they're creating a monopoly. So that basically it's shut out every other competitor, so that Google can have the pie all to themselves. So what they're thinking now is that they may force them to sell Google to a third party, so that monopoly is broken. So the new owners will be able to give customers the option of other search engines and other things. So, but the third party would have to be cashed up too, and they'd probably be in a situation where they may have a monopoly of their own to be able to exploit. So it's a tricky one.
Yeah, and is it true that, you know, when you do a Google search, that companies can use certain tricks or maybe pay to get elevated, you know, so that you come up number one or number two than number 25? You can actually pay, can't you?
You can pay to be number one. Like normally when you do a Google search, the first things that appear at the top are the ads that people have paid for.
Yep.
That's where they want to be. And it's all about visibility. You're on the front page of Google, you're going to get seen. Mm. And so the problem with the Department of Justice is they're thinking that Chrome is by default Google's the search engine, but also too on Google devices that by default the Chrome browser is also the default browser as well, which of course is going to favour Google. If you do a search, it's going to bring it back to Google as well. So they're trying to break that monopoly.
8:18 Tuesday morning. My guest, we talk to him every Tuesday at this time, our IT and gadget guru, Stephen Fenwick. His website, which is a ripper, techguide.com.au. Okay, the social media ban, the government are hoping to get this passed before the end of the week.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the last sitting of federal parliament. Maybe for this term. We don't know yet. But look, the one they had this snap Senate inquiry. I believe they're handing that final report to the government today. And they want to ram this legislation through. The social media companies have said, hang on, we need a bit more time to sort of think about this. Is that a fair comment? You know, give us more time? I mean, surely they're going to be saying that ad infinitum.
That is an appropriate response, I think. It was a response that we expected. They're not going to rush to bring this into power. They're not going to rush to bring this in. The platforms don't want this. The platforms want to, the limit is 13 and above. The platforms want to keep that. So they're not going to rush to comply with this. They'll challenge this at every possible turn. So the government, while something that we want, that's going to be law in Australia, the platforms also have to cooperate. And I think they're going to drag their feet. I think if this is done before Christmas, it'll be a miracle. The platforms are going to drag their feet. It might be law in Australia, but the enforcement of it is going to have to be on the platforms. And there's no way in the world they're going to be doing that in a hurry.
Yeah.
I've actually interviewed the latest edition of my Tech Guide podcast is out right now, and I've interviewed a woman. Her name's Joanne Orlando. She's a digital well-being expert. I've had her on the show a few times. She's all about how tech and using it with children, and we have a great interview about this topic, and we talk about the alternative. What other ways can the government achieve what they want to achieve without a ban? It's a really interesting chat for anyone who wants to take a listen.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are saying it'll, and we heard from mental health. I think they had this half day. It was a half day inquiry yesterday. It was sort of rammed through. They had a public hearing yesterday.
Another one today.
And the committee's due to hand down its report today, and they're hoping in the the final couple of days of Parliament they'll ram it through. But a lot of people, mental health experts, are saying it'll cause more harm than good. But the other problem is the age verification, isn't it? And they still haven't sorted that out.
That's one of many problems, Richard, age verification. The other thing is, what social media? There was talk that Snapchat wasn't going to be included in this. And now one of the reasons for social media ban is not only for the content that people see, and I believe that the content creators should be held accountable to the content that they share, but they're not doing that. But the other part of it is the bullying aspect. And bullying happens not just on social media, it happens on messaging platforms.
Yep.
Yeah, is Messenger going to be included? Is WhatsApp going to be included? Is text messaging going to be included? Mm. So they're trying to break an egg with a sledgehammer here. They're trying to solve everything with one ban, but yet all these other platforms are going to have a free pass. It's really tough. Look, I know their heart's in the right place, but there are better ways of doing what they want to do.
Yeah, all right. So you'd be arguing it would be better to increase the safety rather than introducing a blanket ban.
Absolutely. I think a ban is a waste of time.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah. I think you're right. The hope of getting it through before the end of this week is probably well nigh impossible, you reckon?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, all right, mate. Good to talk. Oh, who's the name of the person that's up on your website, that interview, read this issue?
Joanne Orlando. Yeah,
Joanne Orlando.
Wherever you get your podcasts, it's Tech Guide episode 622.
Right.
And we have a really good chat about it. We really dig into some issues there, and she even suggests ways that the government could achieve what they want to achieve. She gives her own recommendations on what they can do, and that makes a lot of sense.
All right, Joanne Orlando, I'll have a listen to that. Always good to talk to you, mate. Have a great week. We'll catch up next Tuesday.
Good on you, Richard. Thanks, mate.
All righty. Stephen Fenwick, our IT and gadget guru. The website again, techguide.com.au.